Blog Talk Radio.
But last year, the city of Chicago announced its plan to phase out subsidized health care.
Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up, get their share. Poor people gonna rise up, take what's there. Don't you know you better run, run, run.
We had a lot of different things that happened Thursday that I think they need to be answered, and I will answer it, even with the police report I did again, another one. But before we start, I have 7 calls on. Give me a minute, and I go by the first 3 of your number. And if I hear feedback, I have to put you on mute, or if I hear a noise, I will have to put you on mute. I was thinking about Pat, and I was going through YouTube, and I found something about retirees, and I was listening to it. And I want to play this. It's going to be real quick, and we'll go straight to the lines.
But last year, the city of Chicago announced its plan to phase out subsidized health care for city retirees. Despite our protests, the first round of the cuts went into effect in 2014, and all of us have been struggling this year to deal with the higher insurance costs on our limited income. Now the city has announced more health care cost increases for 2015, imposing even greater hardships on retirees. Those of us who are eligible for Medicare are especially hard hit. Overall, our premium will be more than double from 2013 levels to an annual cost of over $7,500 for an individual with no dependents.
Now, that was a young lady testifying for the retirees. So I was thinking about Pat when I was listening to it. I was just going through the YouTube. And, made me think about my brother. So I'm going to go to the lines. The first three is your name. If you like to say your name, that's on you. I do not give names out. Now, before I start this, everybody stay with me. It's seven callers. We just popped up with eight. I'm going to say my statement. And I want anybody to hold me to my statement. Thursday, I have charges against the local for Bob Chanelli attacking me as far as a verbal abuse many a times, twice at least. And I have police records that states it. Thursday, he claimed that I was harassing his wife at his home, calling her. He claimed that I said negative things about him to his wife. I say Bob Chanelli is a fucking liar. And I'm cursing because I want to. He's a fucking liar, and that's what he does. Now, he said I called his wife a whore. I did not call her a whore. I said, if I'm calling your wife, if she's on hoe.com. I challenge anybody to go hoe.com. It's an investment group. Now, to Bob Chanelli, I know you listen to the show. You're a fucking clown. So I'll leave it there, and we'll go to the call. So if anybody likes to say anything, you're more welcome. And I don't like to be threatened. And I did file another police report, so Bob, you can listen to that. So the first three that everybody know, welcome to the show. Let's go. I'm going to go up and down the line. 633.
Okay,
633.
So 6 o'clock.
It's Mike checking in at 633.
6 o'clock, right? Okay.
Hold on, wait.
Okay.
Let's go down the board.
Thank you.
633. Welcome to the show.
It's Mike. What's up, Reds? What's up, Reggie? It's Mike.
All right, cool. 569, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Reggie? I was at the meeting Thursday, and Bob Chanelli tried to get he got in my face also, and he's told me that he doesn't own a condo in Florida, and his wealth is none of my business. And looking back on it, I agree. It's none of my business. I didn't bring that up. I just related that story off someone else said it on your show. However, that said, what is my business and what is the members' business? Are union officials that are double dipping. Bob Chianelli's been retired 7 or 8 years from Department of Transportation, collecting a nice supervisor pension, and he's also a contractor for the union. Now he's the recording secretary. So he's getting a salary probably close, I'm not sure, Reggie, you would know more about it than me. It's probably close to $80,000 with the union. Would that be correct?
No. Bob Chanelli's salary is at least $100,000+. I would give it at $140,000, $130,000, somewhere up in there. And as far as contracting, his company name is I Think Consulting. There's no telling.
Okay.
Not only that, he holds domain names on a lot of things, which is 1001, so he gets paid for that. He's a fucking millionaire. He's a fucking millionaire. He's a power, a person that loves only power. So I'm trying not to swear, but this guy thinks he's God.
I understand what you're saying, but we got to be sure when we accuse people. You know, he's probably loaded. I don't know, but that's none of our business. What is our business is his double dipping. What is our business is Will Irving. He's eligible for three pensions.
Bob Chanelli was on the news for double dipping.
I'll let you go to your other callers.
Your
we'll come back.
Yeah,
okay.
Dan, but hold your thoughts. Because the reason I'm attacking Bob, you had a lot of nerve to run up on me like you want to hit me. You had a lot of nerve to have a big 7'300" guy ready to attack me. But you know what, Bob, really bothers me? You are not 1001. You brag about how many contracts you did. You brag about how beautiful the general labor's agreement it is. You had a private 2-day date with the general labor. Why, Bob? The only thing you're scared of is your income. So let's go to some calls. 516, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Hi, how's everybody doing? I can see not good, but anyway, how many calls did you say you had, Reggie?
Seven. Now we
out
got
how
eight.
Many labor? Out of how many labor?
2,700.
That's what the problem is. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and we'll move down the line. But 516 just checked in.
729.
729, just listening, checking in. I'm out and about driving, so I won't be able to make too many comments.
All right, welcome to the show. Let's go to 865. Your first three is your number. I'm going to repeat it. Your first three is your number.
Hey,
and,
how you
doing? Anybody like to call? All right, let's go to 865 real quick. 865.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, now I'm gonna repeat the number to the show. If you'd like to call in, it's 602-753-3017. As of this moment, I'm gonna try not to curse or swear for Christine Butler, because she's a good friend of mine, and she listens to the show, and she likes me to be in a humble spirit. I want to throw some shout-outs for Pat. He's sick right now, and that's my guy. So the norm and the way we open this show is, if there's anything that's bothering you, you're welcome to talk about it. It's election time. I've been telling everybody for the last 6 or 7 months, everybody's going to come out the woods during election time. It's election time. We're hearing rumors about pay cuts, everything else. It's election time. So now, if anybody wants to say something, you're welcome to say it, but without stepping on somebody else's toe. If you want to say your name, that's up to you. Or you want to say your first three, it's up to you. Go ahead, 633.
This is Mike. I'm concerned about the pay cut. Can someone elaborate about the pay cut?
Do anybody want to elaborate on it? Because if I elaborate on it, I'm not going to elaborate on it because I haven't heard it factually. But I do know factually they are talking to Ron Emanuel in a COOP agreement with all locals. But I don't know nothing. I'm an E-Board member because they keep it from me. So if anybody know more than an E-Board member, go for it. So I guess not.
Well, is that
nobody
possible?
Knows.
Can that happen?
Anything can happen. It's agreement. It's a contract. When two people sit down at a table, we agree on something. If you put somebody at the table to agree for you, give them the power, they can agree on anything they want to. They can agree that you become a general labor if they wanted to. Anything is factual. The question is, would they do it?
Hey, so, Mike. This is what I believe, Mike. We got at least, what, 3 more months before the election. My thing is this. The city is a business. And you could believe that. The union has talked to them already about what they're going to do. They ain't just jump up. The city ain't just going to jump up tomorrow and say, we're changing this, we're changing that, we're changing this. My thing is this. The union has already talked to them about something. We just don't know what it is and how much it's going to affect us. The bottom line also is this. Whoever we put in there, we have to be able to make something whereas to it's going to, if we're not happy with them right at the time that they're doing something, we have to be able to get them out of there. But one of the things we're dealing with is Reggie says over 2,700 members. They don't have to like Reggie. I get that. Reggie might scare a lot of them. I get that. But for those who don't do anything, and for those who think that Nikki and Smoke and all of them got their best interests at heart, it's going to be a hell of a price to pay when the deal come down. If we already struggling paycheck to paycheck and we have to take a cut.
Right. And,
you know,
I agree with you because I was at a meeting and Will Irvin said, regardless what happens, I'm going to have a job anyway. I'm going to get a check anyway.
So they may have cut anything. We don't know. But, see, we still got 2 chess pieces left. And I'm going to talk to a couple of y'all about it at a later date. We still got 2 moves to make that we still can either stop this or we can I'll talk to you guys about it later. But the bottom line is this, man. They done already made some kind of deal. So, like I say, they ain't just going to pop up overnight and say, this is what we're planning to do. This is how we're going to do it. This deal been already etched in stone. It just ain't been brought to us yet.
Exactly.
The city don't operate like that. They got short-term goals. They got long-term goals. And you can believe sanitation, a deal has already been made. So, with that being said, next caller.
Dan, I cut you off. Mike, if you want to come back in a minute, I'll give you the floor. 729-865, we all here. 744, that sounds like a city number. 831, we all here. I'm going to run up and down the numbers. Let's go to Dan, because I cut you off. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, you know, it's a shame that our union goes out. They did a road trip a couple months back, and the rumor was they were talking about job cuts. Wage cuts, not job cuts, wage cuts. I mean, this is totally out of whack. Most unions go to their members when they go out to their site to say, this is what we're fighting for you. They don't go out to their members and say, this is what we're giving up to the mayor because he might privatize things. So in other words, the mantra I get from our union going to the last meeting and other meetings is, Emmanuel's not going to privatize. But in exchange for that, we're going to give him everything he wants, just our local. Like Paul Reed said last week, how come out of 15 or 17 locals, ours was the only local in 2008 to 2010 to give up paid holidays, comp time, and no overtime for 2 years? So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Will Irving said that he'll have a job. He'll have a job, and he'll also have three pensions. So do you think he cares about a – you know, general labor or even labor? I mean, how could you care if you're in his spot when you're getting three pensions? You don't have any skin in the game.
It's an open platform. Everybody has the floor. So if anybody want to respond, you're welcome to respond. If not, I'm going up and down the board to check on people. When new callers come in, I'll always give the new calls a platform, and I'm gonna go off the number again. So if you'd like to call in, 602-753-3017. If you want to listen to on the internet, which the union do, it's blogtalkradio.com/open16. Now, they had fun saying, my daughter's not a member of Whitney Young. She's a student. It don't matter. If a young man touch a girl in there, 1001 will be sued. And if you're the president, you have a duty to make sure all your members are not pedophiles. So find a place that men can meet without girls doing the twerk dances. So that's on you, Miss President. So we're going to go up and down the calls. If anybody like to say something, more welcome. 729. 729. Oh, your first three. Okay, we'll go somewhere else.
I'm still here. I told you I'm driving.
But if you'd like to say something, you're more welcome.
Okay.
All right, anybody else like to say anything? You're more welcome to say anything.
Reg, what did I miss? I hear you say something about somebody being touched. What did I miss?
Last week I made a statement. Whitney Young High School hosts cheerleading practice for 7th and 8th graders. I said it's inappropriate for our members to be there while these young girls are doing their dances. Ms. President said my daughter's not a member of Whitney Young. She's a student. It don't matter if I made the wrong term or not. It's still the basic principle. Would you want your daughter going around all these grown men with her tight shorts doing all these dances, and this grown man attended a union meeting? Last week, they wanted to jump me and beat me up. Would you want your daughter to witness something like that? You have on the walls, don't bring concealed carry in. How many people are really patting these men down to see if they concealed carry is on them? There's a lot of issues that we need to address. And 1001, believe me, I'm going to address it with the principal, and I'm going to address it with the family members. I'm going to address it with the media, because that's what I do. So we'll go back to the floor. If any comments, you're more welcome.
Is there any news on this new residency thing with the new contract as far as us? Most other cities allow their members or allow their workers to live outside the city. Is that still going to stick with the new contract, or, you know? Do you know?
Like I told
you. Because if they're talking about cutting wage cuts, why remain in the city? Why reside in the city?
Well,
like I told you, our union is not going to tell us anything. They're not going to tell us anything. And believe me, this is me speaking. I believe they're going to sign a contract before the election. So if anybody want to say anything, you're more welcome. Go ahead, 516.
Well, I look at it like this, Mike. If we take a $10 pay cut and we're struggling right now, you might not even be able to live in the city. So,
now that's what I'm saying. Really, I understand.
It's really screwed up, and Nikki and them don't care because if they win or lose, you think it financial wise, if they win or lose, do you really think it matter to them?
No, because they've done it with profit
right,
behind
it. That for life. So my thing is, I'd rather just give them a fucking headache every week. Why don't we just protest in front of their house? I mean, why don't we just get them purity hell since we going through it? And it seems like sanitation, the only department catching this kind of hell. I wonder why. Is it because it's predominantly what? But a bunch of minorities or a bunch of people that they think can't think or what? We ain't worth it. Some other departments don't go through this.
Can't respond.
Absolutely.
516, I want to respond this way. March Madness. In March Madness, I've been watching the games, and one thing that, because I'm a sportsman, one thing I respect is press. When you put press on somebody, they will overturn the ball. I find me guilty, as well as everybody else, we're not pressing the ball. I think we need to go to these grids and press the members why you're not showing up to vote. Aviation don't need to press because they okay. CDOT don't need it. They okay. Transportation don't need it. They okay.
How is that possible?
I agree. The way we pressing is, we all know each other. We all know our friends. Right now, 103rd Street, doing a voting stage, we might get 30 people, and I'm being nice by saying 30, they'll show up to vote. But every day we walk to that clock, 60 people will say hi to you. Why? Why do you want to say hi to me and you don't care about the situation we're in? We got to start putting the press again. That's my opinion. Any response?
Yeah, I'll respond.
Dan?
Our union, sanitation members are the largest group of members in the union. Now, after going to these meetings, you know, I don't go to a lot of meetings. I went to a few. I should go to more. You know, I'm not perfect, and there's a lot more to be said, but, you know, I take notes at these meetings. And some of these things are, I mean, it's great. I mean, the meeting in December, here's an example. Total of 180 new hirees, which 90 were general laborers. They hired 15 foremen of concrete and 15 concrete laborers. Now, are those 15 concrete laborers general laborers? No. That's a good paying union job. See, but it's not in sanitation. They're only hiring career service pay in other departments. Only Streets and Sand, from what I gather, is hiring general labor. So they did it to hurt the Streets and Sand members, and the other departments, they're not taking anything away from them. Everything is business as usual. These guys, half these water department guys don't even punch the clock, you know, because they're going to different locations. They don't have to punch the clock all the time. Only sanitation gets hammered. You know, I know there's been privatization with curb and gutters and Department of Transportation as well as sanitation. So that I understand. But all these new hires are not general laborers in these other departments. Does aviation hire general laborers? I don't think so. I haven't heard that they did. Now, if I'm wrong, someone correct me. But they're hiring career service, only sanitation. And these guys are not representing sanitation. Why? Because sanitation laborers don't come out to vote. They don't go to meetings.
Two things I want to say. Real quick, and I'm going to run down the board again. Two things to Dan. One, the first thing I want to say is, did you feel intimidated when Bob Cinelli got in your face like he was going to try to kiss you, because we don't know really what he likes. But did you feel threatened? And
here's
second
what I got
question
the, here's
is.
I got the, here's where I got the meeting. They're out to upset people. They're out to upset you, and they were out to get a rise out of me, and it didn't happen with me. And with you, Victor made a comment. Here's our Secretary of Treasury choosing the election monitors when it's the executive board's job. And his reason for it was he likes the way they smile. Now, here's a guy that ran on a reform ticket 4 years ago. Now he's in bed with these guys. He's protecting Smoke Ellis. He's protecting Will Irving. He's protecting the cadre in there. So he's got to go, too. He's got to get voted out because he's no longer a reformer. And this is – Reggie, the union – their goal that union meeting was to get you to do something so they could have you arrested. And I'm glad you didn't. So don't fall for it. Next time if you want to sit near me, I'll hold you back. But don't let them get under your skin. We're getting under their skin by doing this show. And Bob Cianelli flipped out. It's very unprofessional the way he acted. He looked like he was really disturbed, and I hope he gets himself under control.
Now, he made a statement. He made a statement that don't worry about how much I make. Bob Cianelli, 1001 pays you, so we have a right to know. So guess what, Bob? I'm going to ask you at the next e-board member meeting, how much do you make? I know it's 100 plus. I know Victor makes 100 plus. I know James makes 100 plus. I don't know what Nikki and Skill make, but I know 60,000. It used to be 80 a month. So we'll find out the next meeting, Bob. So let's go to anybody who would like to ask any questions. But these people are not going to intimidate us. I don't expect to win the next election. I don't expect it. You know why I don't? I know Bob got 300 people that he's going to take care of to make sure he votes. I can't count on my people to show up, but I did my job. And I'm always going to be here, Bob, to show you that I'm still going to be here to make sure you do what you're supposed to do. If you're here, Bob. So we'll go back to the base. If anybody want to say something, they're more welcome. And I want Bob to know, keep listening, Bob. He bought Streets 1001. So now, Bob, keep listening. So let's go to the board. Anybody like to say anything? All right, then we'll go to 703. Would you like to say anything, 703? Okay. And you know what? I'm not mad if nobody don't want to say anything, because I understand a lot of people here and a lot of people don't, you know, they just want to keep their cup, because a lot of people are intimidated by the big, deep voices and all that stuff. So I understand.
Hey, Red.
So let's go to 701. I hear you, Mike.
Hey, Red. Hey, how you doing, my friend?
You got it.
Yeah, you know what? That was very unprofessional, Bob. I was there at the meeting. You know, I got in the tail end of it. That's BS. That's bullshit. I mean, how can somebody tell you and this and then Victor turn around and do that? That's not his call to do. He can't do that. You know, but my question
Hey, Mike. Hold on, Mike. Can I stop you for a minute? I'm going to give you the floor right back. Victor, I get a check from the union. It's not much. I call it the welfare check. So Victor takes the check and throws it to me in the envelope and said, that's all you're worth. I felt like, are we back in slave time? That's all you're worth, quote unquote. So go ahead, Mike.
That's not right. Red, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, listen, my question is, you know, I mean, they have to show credibility and accountability. I mean, they have to, you know, I mean, you're on the e-board. Let's, you know, force it, or we have to make a lawsuit or something. You know, this is bullshit, because these guys are making. Now, my question to you is, you know, when they said they're going to pay these guys $3,000 to be an election judge, I mean, the county pays $325 for election judge for 14 hours. The city pays $275 unless you're in charge of the key, and that's some more money. So where, excuse my French, but where in the fuck do we get off paying somebody $3,000 when I'm making $19.50 an hour and I make 65 cents, you know, a year, you know, and for 20 years I'm screwed on? That's my question to Bob Schinelli that's listening, you know, to Smoke Ellis and all those guys that were going to vote their ass out of office.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say this. Hey, look, I'm going to say this to you, Mike, and I'm going to let, hey, we are open forum. I'm going to say this to you, Mike. When we was at the e-board meeting, I asked the question, can any member do it? Let any member do it. Let somebody else get a chance. You're getting the same election judges for the last 8 years that I know of. Anything more than 8 years, maybe it's somebody else.
Can we do a petition? Can we do a petition or something and force them to do something?
Hey, I got something better than that. Next week, I'm going to give you the number to a federal FBI investigator that I've been talking to. I'm going to give you a number to an international that overturns elections and they have lawyers. I'm going to start releasing numbers that the members, it can't just be Reggie doing it. The members have to call in. We got to get the feds involved. We got to get other people involved. You got people from the Amherst crew. Don't that sound familiar? The Amherst crew. And we got other crews running our local. So guess what? It's time for us to get involved. I'm not scared, and I will get involved. So guess what? Next week, I will have these numbers. Anybody like to say anything, you're more welcome.
Yeah, no, but hang on that. I mean, I was on Facebook and I read something about in the workers city workers present and past, something about $10 an hour or something that they wanna take away from the sanitation laborers. Now, if they do that, are they gonna take $10 from us? Are we gonna be making, you know, fucking $9 an hour? You know,
I saw that same post and it did say all laborers. And I'd like to know, how is that going to happen? How can you survive off $9.24 an hour or $9.50 an hour doing the same exact work that the other members do?
Because they want you guys, they want to fire us and they want you guys to quit so they can go ahead and have a reason to bring private in. It's all tactics. Everything they're doing is tactics. But the bottom line is our union has agreed to all of this. Now, like I say, some people say they're not going to do private. They're not going to go private. But if they take 10 from us and 10 from the junior laborers, and then who going to work, like you say, who going to pick up them bed bugs, mattresses, couches, all of that for $9?
And find a body.
Who going to do that for $9, fellas?
And then when the privates get in there and they realize all this shit is going on, what they have to pick up, they're going to say, wait a minute, man, we need a fucking union.
Hey,
the bottom line is
the city saying, we don't care. That's the same way it was with recycling. Remember, they sold it off to them. Now recycling said, wait a minute, we can't handle all of this. Now recycling wants to do what? Give it back. So nobody knows what they're getting into because don't nobody do what we do. This the bottom line. One of the things that we got to do, we got to show the whole Chicago and the rest of the world what we really do. Because they were showing the police chief on TV showing where the guy got shot on 26th Street right outside the courtroom. And he said, see, the people want to always get a bad rep. See, it is police out here that do good. But we have nobody standing in front of a camera for us saying, look, they just found a dead body. Look, they just stopped the people from climbing in these people's house. Look, it was just a shootout, and they had to jump in the hopper to get away. Look, the man just got mauled by a pit bull. If we don't tell our story, that it already charged the people $10 more or even more than that for garbage, now the residents are looking at the garbage men like it's our fault.
So we have to become one with the residents again and show it's not us. And then, two, we have to show the rest of the world we deserve to get paid this kind of money, not let alone all the investors we didn't inhale.
Yeah, but you know what? One quick question.
How do we do that when the media says it's sub-zero weather?
$70,000. And I respect the police, but, you know, I mean, we're just as important as the police department.
I keep telling people that. I'm not putting the police down, but I keep telling people that. We're the first line of defense before the police get there. When they found the body, they had to call the police. I'm sorry, I ain't going to step on you. Go ahead.
How do we get the media involved when they give more fucks about a fucking dog being outside in sub-zero weather and they tell us to come to work any fucking way? That's what I want to know.
Some of the stuff we're going to have to do, we can't do it on city time. We can't have on their city vest after work. But some of the stuff we're going to have to do, we're going to have to do it after work in the alley and post it on Facebook because it's a million people on Facebook. We have to show what we do. When it snowed the other day and you couldn't even see the truck 5 feet in front of you, this the kind of stuff you record and post. They have to see what we do, whether somebody goes live.
Somebody who's on vacation go live and just film what an actual garbage man is about, what we do.
I got an idea. Let's get around about 100 people and go on 31st Street at the hot dog stand that Miss Hayes owns and ask her, how does this hot dog stand benefit laborers or you? That's a good publicity. Let's take 100 members, go in front of local 1001, and barbecue right in front of the fucking street and let them know we do not support you. Let's take 100 members and go to some of these people's houses and stand right in front of their house and let them know we're not moving. It's going to take some people to put themselves out there.
This the bottom line, Reggie. This the bottom line, and this is what we got to overcome. We only got 8 callers. So
it's over 2,000,
the thing is, you keep saying, one members. So they get hot for a minute, they get hot inside the building, and then when it's time for the fight, they leave you standing on the front line. So what I'm saying is, it's just going to have to be the few to really show what goes on. I could give a fuck about Nikki Hot Dog Stand. She could stick one of my dogs up her ass. But the bottom line is this. No, because they don't care about how we feel. And I'm trying not to get all riled up about it, but I'm just saying we have to show our side. I don't care about the hot dog stand. All I'm saying is this: we need to show the residents and the rest of Chicago what we go through. We not even talking about the guys that retire and die a month after and didn't even get retirement. Well, not one check. A lot of that deals with health. Now, when that body was found, we had to call the police. When somebody climbing in the house, we have to call the police. When they shooting around the truck and we got to get in the hopper, we got to call the police. We are the first line defense, and they treat us like second-class citizens. That's what I'm upset about, and all the other members who do this and go through this, you find a damn body and you come back to work 3 days later. Give me a break.
Go ahead, Mike. You want to say something?
Regular 3 days off, came back to work.
You know what? Here's the thing. As a general labor, you know, a lot of my guys, myself, you know, we have to work, you know, when we are injured because we have to meet so many hours. And if we take off DD, if we're on DD or no matter what, or vacations or holidays, you know, that doesn't count for our time and points and hours. And you know what? I really hope, you know, Reg, that, you know, if we, you know, I'm endorsing the United Slave because you are, and I'm going with them. But, you know, I hope that they can change things, and I hope really things. But you know what the sad part about it is that when they have a Super Bowl party, every swinging dick is going to be out there and goes and attends. But, you know, when the election comes, you don't see anybody, you know, and that's what pisses me off because, you know, I don't know if our guys are stupid or just don't care, but, you know, it affects them and
they're
their families. I know they're comfortable, but how can the hell they be comfortable at $19.50 an hour and some sons of bitches making $3,000 a day? You know how much I have to work and take shit from our RCCs and everybody and their mother to make $3,000? I mean, it takes a lot.
And that's
I think
another
we
thing.
Should,
they want
and,
divide and conquer.
No,
they
right.
want to divide the general laborers amongst the regular laborers. They want the division. They want you guys.
They want
to see quarrels between the two.
They want to have the regular laborers as dinosaurs. They want to put you out the pasture so they can pay everybody, you know, the $19.50. And that's a shame because the thing is that it's a 20-year contract. Hopefully, with this new Paul Reed guy and these guys that get in, can change that because that's an addendum, like you said, Reggie. But the thing is that we got to stay strong and focused. And you know what? I mean, I don't care what color you are. We all bleed green. You know what
and
I mean?
We have
we
to
all
unite.
Bleed green.
We got to unite, unity.
No. Right. But that's what I'm saying. One of the things is that we have to stay focused and strong. And you know what? Let's follow Reggie's lead and support this, you know, United Slate and, you know, and do that. I mean, I'm going to support everybody except for the position that Reggie's running for, but that's okay. You know, but, I mean, if they can take care of us, you know, I'm with you, Reg. You know, but the thing is that we got to call Lisa Madigan, you know, Attorney General's office, or Kim Fox, the new state attorney, and tell them, hey, there's a lot of bullshit going on in the union. You know, is it back during the Hoffa times? You know, we're fucking stealing elections. I mean, we have to put some news on that. And I was wondering, Reg, as you as our leader, you know, what can we do about it? You know, how can we push this?
Right now, give me a day, because I already made some complaints. Give me a day or two, I'm going to do a special show. I got a buddy of mine that's going to be working with me, and I'm about to shake the cage. But I'm going to ask you something before I go to the floor. Insanity is when you consistently do something that's the same, expecting the change. Why in the hell would you allow the smartest man in the room, Bob, to keep doing contracts and expect a change? It's just not going to happen. So you are insane if you keep voting for the same person and expecting a change. So we're talking
well,
a lot off the air because
insanity.
Now
no,
I understand. It's the same. So anybody like 633, would you like to respond to anything?
I just want to chime in on what he said about being strong. We have to be strong collectively, organized. We have to come up with something to, you know, exploit what they're doing collectively as a group, not just 103rd, other grids, other laborers. We got to get the word out. I try my best to put it out on via social media, but we gotta do it because time is ticking. We got what two more months, 3 months at the moment.
Three. Yeah, three.
So do we have a date already for the election, Reg?
Nomination is May 4th. They didn't say the time. They just said May 4th. So everything you do is like a puzzle. Put it together yourself. Now, after May 4th, election is going to be after they do the nomination. So it's one thing I have learned. If you object to something, you can file charges that you do not agree with, which I will be doing. So I'm giving you a heads up, 1001. I'm filing charges because it was illegally to have so many of your crew, which is in the women's organization, and Nikki's and the head of the organization, and they all are judges. It don't make sense. So now let International deal with this. So question, we have to play their game until they can't play the game no more. So May 4th, I keep you in breath, but May 4th, that's the only thing I know. Now, in May 4th, since they put all their people as judges, their game is try to knock as many people off the ballot so we can win. That's fair game. noted. Hey, Reg, and I want everybody to stay focused.
One
stay
last
focused
thing,
to
Reg,
this too.
I
got
to pick up my kid. But one last thing.
Go ahead, Mike.
I seen a flyer going around. It's from the United States, a big old big flyer, like an 8.5 by 11 or something like that. It had the thing in the front with the guys that are part of the whole slate. And then I liked it because it was for us. It was for the general laborers. And inside it said all the bullshit and the promises that the union's lying for. And in the back, there was a letter from Bob Chanelli who wrote to the city, and it says something about you can't erase the past. It's a good, good piece. So, I don't have it.
Well, you know what? You're a North
Side. I just shared it on Facebook.
All right, because I'll check it out. But I'm going to say this, Mike, before you leave. Mike, there's nobody that's going to protect you but you. And what I mean by that is when you give up, everybody gives up because you are the future. That's what they're telling you. So you are the future of 1001. Me and all these other callers is going to be leaving in maybe 7 to 10 years. You got to put some time in. So you got to be on the battlefield in front. The guys that's in front of you, we fight because we would love our children to have these jobs. And they are taking the jobs from our children. That's why we fight. So, Mike, I understand you're about to leave. Rotate.
I got to go. But I'm going to go on that unitedslate.org and see if it's on there. I'm asking everybody if it's on there. Look at it because Reggie is supporting them, and so am I. And I don't give a shit, you know, Reg, because you know what? I'm politically connected. I got a certain family member that's an elected official, and they can't touch me. But you know, it's getting to a point that it's ridiculous, you know. But hey, God bless, guys. Take all, you know, all your brothers and sisters, you out there, take care and don't take no shit. Keep the fight going.
All right. And we'll talk to you next week, Mike. So if anybody else like to respond, Dan, you've been kind of quiet. Is something you want to say, Dan?
Yes, I want to piggyback off Mike's comments. The state's attorney, the union's covered, elections are covered by federal standards, not local or state's attorney, not the U.S. It's the U.S. attorney, not the state's attorney, inspector general in the city. However, I have some addresses of, in our LIUNA elections office, the address, this is an older address, I don't know if it's still valid. It's called the LIUNA Laborers International Elections Office, 1625 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20036, Suite 700. The phone number is 202-939-2760. Toll-free, 877-939-2770. Now, you can probably call them and ask them what the proper procedures are for this nomination and election. And also, the Department of Labor, Office of Labor and Racketeering, the Kluczynski Federal Building. Now, this is a federal division, 7th floor. I don't have the phone number, but you could probably Google it. You can members can ask them what the procedure is and if they'll have representatives out during the election process. But we'd like to get representatives for the nominating process also, not just the election. So I'll come up with some more numbers, or you guys can Google it down the road. And they also have special counsel. His name is Luskin. The last name, it's area code 202-457-6190. He's special counsel for the federal government. So if you guys are interested in doing it, go for it. I'm going to research these myself.
Hey, Dan, can you send them numbers to Reggie? Because I wasn't prepared for it. Can you send them numbers to Reggie when you get a chance? Because I don't have your direct number. So send that information to Reggie so we can all get those numbers.
I'll post them.
And this is one other thing. It's a lot of fronts we're going to be fighting on. And one of the other fronts is whoever we put in there, we have to have something etched in stone, something in writing where if we're not happy with these guys, we can have a replacement election. Because once these guys, we don't know who we putting in. We might be putting in another. No, I ain't gonna say that. We just need to have something in place where if we're not happy with the next people coming in and the people behind them, that we can have a special election and get them right back out of there. No more of this 8 years. No more of this 8 year crap.
Well, no, these guys were in. They were appointed. Bob Cianelli's been in since '96. However, he hasn't run for office. He was a contractor. Now he's recording secretary, and right now they don't have a slate going because I think there's some infighting. But when they come out with their slate, then you know who's actually running for office. However, there's no such thing as a recall. What members have to do if they don't like the new administration is go to every union meeting, get 1,700 members to go to a meeting and say, guess what? We don't like how you're operating. We want you to do this and do that. That's how you get things done in our union. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened with our union because our union is very secretive. When you go to a meeting, they adjourn it right away. Last Thursday, the meeting lasted a half hour. It took me an hour to get there. The meeting lasted a half hour. They don't really have a question and answer session. At the end of the meeting, they ask anyone have a question. And after one or two questions, they're getting tired. They want to go home, see? The officers want to go home. So it's not really an open forum, but if you flood it with 1,700 members, I guarantee you there'll be a larger answering question and answering period.
And that's what I said. We have to come in numbers.
Yeah, I want to say two things real quick. One, notice when someone asks a question, why don't you have a general labor's meeting? He said, because we can do that. And then they said, well, is that legal? He said, well, we hold meetings with forestry. We hold meetings with other people. There have never, I got 19 years, there never been a sanitation garbage meeting only. Never. So that shows me that you're not. They don't care. It's not a carrier. Dan, have you ever heard of a sanitation garbage meeting owned?
No, but here's how Smoke Ellis explained it. He said it technically wasn't a union meeting because in a union meeting they can't shut out any members. He said it was an informational meeting. Informational. However, I asked him, can anyone go to this informational meeting? And he said yes. So I'm going to hold him to that the next time they had one. They have one, and they better not throw me out.
I thought I seen. Just general labor's only on the sheet.
It's an informational meeting. It wasn't a union, quote, union meeting. So union meeting, they have to let everyone in. But an informational meeting, Smoke Ellis says, I asked him, can anyone go to an informational meeting? And from my understanding, he said yes. So we'll see what happens. If they have another one, we'll, I mean, get some laborers to go.
Were any sanitation members able to go to that meeting last Tuesday and Wednesday?
I don't know. They didn't talk about it. Nobody talked about it at the union meeting. I was the only one that brought up a question. He made an answer, and they moved on to the next topic.
Because it was a mandatory overtime day that day.
Right.
Wow. So, now, Dan, they never said the pay for the judges either, did they?
No.
Okay, so we don't know it. So we got to find that out. Time is ticking. The way I usually end the show is I let everybody say their goodbyes. And after everybody say their goodbyes, then we get up out of here and wait for next week, for the next revolution. But before we leave, I want to repeat something. Hoe.com. 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 So, Bob, go look up Hoe.com. Nobody called your wife a whore. I said, is she on hoe.com? So I'm throwing that back at Bob again. So go look it up, Bob. So if anybody want to say anything on the way out the door, you're more welcome to say it. We'll start from there. Anybody want to jump in? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just hope Bob doesn't own that domain name also.
Anybody want to say anything on the way out the door? You're more welcome to say it.
We need to find another way, since we have people that's listening, that's going back reporting everything we talk about to the enemy. We need to have a way where we can gather everyone's email address or at least get everyone's phone number where we can talk to each other. Because before this social media phenomenon came about, word of mouth was the best way to get get something out there.
It's bothering
so,
you?
So, this form right here, although it's good, we got so many people that say who they are, whatever, and you got people listening that's not saying nothing, calling from city numbers. Hey, man, we can let them know. You can't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. That's all I'm saying.
Now, I'm going to say how I feel then. Look, everybody say whatever you want to say because we're closing out. But this is me. I don't care. I would love to be crucified on that cross. When Bob Cinelli got in my face and started talking shit to me, the first question I ask myself is, why he's fucking with me? Out of all these people in here, he's fucking with me. He's fucking with me because he know I'm putting out information that he don't want out. Sometimes in life, somebody has to be crucified for others, and I'm willing. It's almost like Tombstone. I'll be your Huckleberry. Let me be your Huckleberry. So if anybody want to say anything on the way out the door, let's close it out.
Hey, it's Mike. I'm about to go on hold.com.
Hey, you can make some good investments.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Anybody else want to say anything on the way out the door?
Hey,
yeah.
Reggie, don't let them people push you. They're trying to push you into a corner to make you do something to get you out the way totally. That's the bottom line. And when those kind of things happen, you probably need to get another member over there with you to have a witness of your own, because these people are dirty, man. They diabolical, and they don't give a fuck about hurting you, and they don't care nothing about hurting your career. They don't care nothing about hurting your family. So we just got to understand, when people got this much at stake and this kind of money at stake, they don't mind hurting somebody else. You see that now. They don't care about others' life. Only their close members, that's the only ones they care about. Because if that wasn't true, we wouldn't be having these fucked up hearings where you getting 5 or 6 days for some hearsay. You getting 5 or 6 days because some FMLA papers that they screwed up. So they don't care, and you got to understand they don't care. But what I'm trying to tell you is you got to be careful when you're dealing with them, because they are evil people, brother.
Hey, you know what? I totally agree. Go ahead, finish.
No, and I'm just saying to the rest of the members, you know, like you say, we have to come up with something, because they finna pull the string, or you better have a plan B. So with that being said, go ahead, Reggie, finish out.
No, I'm gonna let everybody close out, but I'm gonna ask 703. You've been here for a while. Would you like to say anything before we close out? 703, you don't want to say anything. Okay. Dan, you want to say anything on the way out the door?
Yes, that last caller is absolutely right. However, we need more members in Reggie's Corner to offer moral support at these meetings so these guys don't try and intimidate them. We need 5 or 6 more laborers to come, sit at Reggie's table so they can't get in his face.
But Reggie, I'm going to be at the next meeting at the table with 633. This is Mike, man. I'm going to be there.
I appreciate it. You know what, Mike? It's one thing. Mike, I want to say this to you. It's one thing about you. When you send the dog whistle out, I'll be watching your hits. You'll be having like 80. Between you and Karen, y'all be having like 80, 90 hits. I'll be jealous, man. So I appreciate that, man. But I'm going to say one thing. I talked to a brother, Turner. And brother Turner is going to be running with United Slate. And I'm supporting brother Turner with everything I got. And I think we all need to get behind them. And I believe if I lose, it's not a bad thing. Because if we get somebody like-minded on that e-board, it's a plus. It's always going to be a plus in our interest. The thing is, I open the door for somebody else to walk through. And all we have to do is keep that person. As James has always said, if we don't have a seat at the table, we're not on the table. So we got to push for Brother Turner and United Slate. I do support Paul Reed, even though it's kind of odd that he's not here today or nobody from his slate after the union meeting. It's kind of odd, but I still support them. And I'm gonna bag them. I'm bagging them because I know what I got and I know what's coming. So I'm gonna give anybody want to say anything before we leave, because I went overtime, but I would love 703 to say something before we leave. 703.
703 silent. I just say unity, man. We need to stick together.
All right. So unity. Anybody else want to say anything, or I'm gonna close out? All right. So on that note, I want to say thank you to everybody to call in. I want to say to Bob, go look up hold.com, and maybe you can make some investments. On that note, I'm going to play my song, and we out of here. And I'm going to tell you all one thing. If we don't stick together, we're done.
Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sound? Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sound? While they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around. Gonna rise up, get their share. Poor people gonna rise up, take what's there.